Long time ago, excuse me, I'm David, I'm a grateful overcomer. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit sat around their round table and said, hey, let's create some Serenitarians in our image. And he put them in a garden and he said, you can eat from any tree. Any tree except that one. Don't touch that one. Being Serenitarians, guess which one we went to first?
That one.
And as my friend Joyce Craven says, sin, it's a two-syllable word, sin entered the world. Now, I've been asked several times, well, what would happen if Adam and Eve would not have eaten from that tree? I said, it wouldn't have taken somebody very long before somebody else would have eaten from that tree. Okay. And oh, by the way, when they told you don't touch wet paint, what did you do?
Touch wet paint.
Is it still wet? Don't touch the oven because it's still hot. Still hot? Mm-hmm. So sin entered into us. And it didn't take long for us to get nasty, dirty. If David's experiments don't work, just laugh. Then we sin some more, and we sin some more, and we sin some more. And so God said, okay, Jesus, you better get down there. And so Jesus came. And he says, I love you. I love you so much that I want to take away that sin from you. How are you going to do that, Jesus? He says, I'm going to give up my life for you. I'm going to give up my life so that you don't have to be sinful anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's all gone.
Amen.
Every time. Every time. It's all gone. Every time. And it keeps getting better. But what about the rest of the world, Lord? He says, I'm going to die for them too.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
What this means to me is time for me to remember that God sent his son to wash away all my sin. What do I have to do? Ask for it, remember, and give thanks. Remember me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.